makabel from someone which is or, that's the chiddush adava. Somebody who is not ba'etzem ruchni, and he stolz zu to ruchni, that's a higher daga. So be'emes, let's be misbaited in a minute about it. There's a chiddush in the barrier of an isha that's not shayach to anyone else. Let's give a mashal. Let's say you have a very, very big Talmud Chacham, a big Adam Gadol, and everybody stands around him and is, trying to figure out exactly what he says and what he means and what he wants and what his feelings would be like and so on and so forth. And, if it's a Adam Gadol, people are going to really try to figure out what it is exactly that he wants and means and so on. His wife could be, usually the wife of Adam Gadol is also a chasha person, but she herself could be somebody who is not bechlal anywhere near the other people in terms of limud, and yet she'll know a lot of times much better what it is that her husband wants. And there's a famous, I don't remember who to say it, but someone asked a shayla, and she said, my husband's not here, but he always says it's kosher, he always says it's treif, or whatever it is. The pshat is because a woman has the unique ability to understand something else. She has the ability to reflect an oyer that is somebody else's, and that's a chiddush. It's one thing when something is kula or like the shemesh, that's its metzias. There's another thing when something is a reflection of a ha'ara, it itself is stone, and yet it can accurately reflect a ha'ara that's by far greater than it. So that's a chiddush in that tzura. It's a tzura of being able to shtelzach tzu to something, even though that something is not really, it's not on par with it. It's a different metzius, yet it's able to accurately reflect the toichon of that metzius. That's the darga of Isha. Nival says in Shosani Kertzoinai, she can shtelzach tzu to something else. So he's saying over here, this chilik between Yeshua and Moshe, I don't think the Maral means to bring out the difference in darga that Moshe was bigger than Yeshua. There's a point to it over here. I think for Kert, he's trying to bring out the chiddush that despite the fact that Yeshua was a stone compared to Moshe was kula'ar, he had the ability to reflect it. So there's a chiddush, the sun that it gives or is not such a chiddush because it's called kula'i, it's gas, it's fire, it's called kula'i mitzvah of ara. The stone, the fact that it's a rock and it can reflect light is a chiddush that's there that you don't find anywhere else, and that is its milah. It's the nekuda that in the davening in Yom Kippur, Shari Yom Kippur, there's a piece Asherem Osecha Ber Elei this and Besrafei Maila and a whole long regime of all sorts of inyanim that are very very chashev. And the avisa tehila, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a praise from the Brias Lamata and so on and so forth. In other words, there's a knach of maila to get your shevach from the tachtoinim rather than from the logenim. Vaskeinim shemadegosim ha'chochma ki ein zokin now. That's Moshe to Yeshua. Now, what's Yeshua to Skenim? What are Skenim? Skenim are ze shekan ha'chachma, v'yemuchanim ha'skenim im l'chachma b'yoseh. Skenim were called Skenim because the Metzias was chachma. V'yem yuchadim l'kab me Yeshua, k'ha'chachma imadrega yoseh k'rev Yeshua ma'asha ha'yu ha'nevi'im. Chachma is something closer to Yeshua than Nevi'im. V'zek ma'asha amru chachma arav minavi. It goes with the Kol HaChachamim Minaviv, behind him is Stam Navi. Aval Madreges Moshe, Madreges Yeshua, Hoyim Yuchadim Shem Pnei Chama Pnei Levana, aber vade malosma madregas a chochma und madregas a nechlol a chochma mit zad ilui madregas a boasa ula kacham yeshul es kenef shim kreid meilo. So he says over here that the chochma nevua is something bigger. Chochma is bigger than Nevuah, and therefore the Zkenim come before Nevi'im, because they were more shy to Yeshua, despite the fact that Yeshua and that Moshe and Yeshua's dagger of Nevuah was bigger than Chochma yet. He doesn't explain exactly why and so on, but I think what he means to say is as follows. The Maral explains somewhere else where he speaks about Chochma Rabbi Navi. So it's in the beginning. It's in Hakdama, I think, possibly the verse. He says that a Navi can only see things through something tangible. In other words, just like a mashal madavadayma, a person who can't read or write, he can only see pictures. So he's limited to things that a shaykh have a picture of it. For instance, you can have a picture of a man, you have a picture of a woman, you can have a picture of walking, you can have a picture of talking. There are things that you can't have a picture of. You can't have a picture of justice. I mean, you can have a guy hanging on a gallows. But certain things, as they become finer, more conceptual, more subtle, they just don't allow themselves to be portrayed in terms of a picture. A Navi needed to see a Mara, a Chazoin. So it was a Mashal to a Mashal, but somewhere along the line it needed some representation in the Olam HaGashmi. A Chacham is capable of something which is completely abstract. So B'meila, even though his Yediyas are less, but his ability to reach out is much further. Nevuah is something which sees a lot, but it doesn't it does not have the ability to deal with something it can't see. A Chacham sees less, but he has the ability to extrapolate from that which he has to that which he doesn't have. That gives him a koyach that is much greater than a Navi. That's probably true by all lesser Nevi'im, where their dagger was through Mara Chazayin, so B'meila, they stand underneath the Chacham. Moshe and Yeshua, who reflected Moshe's aura, both dealt with Aspaklaya Mira. Aspaklaya Mira means it is the clear sight. It's a nevuah that's totally clear. There is no chidos and maros in Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah, Meli Yeshua. So it has in itself the mile of the kirva of Nevuah, and yet it doesn't have the drawback of Chachma. Well, let's give a mashal a second. It doesn't have the drawback of Nevuah. No, it says the mile of Chachma. But let's give a mashal. Let's say there's a family of people that are plotting to do all sorts of things. They're kings, they're revolutionaries, they're thieves, all sorts of different, whatever it is, that they're into something. Now, you have one person who's a servant in the house, and he's the gardener, and Betzim, he sees a lot of things. But the darker of a gardener, or a cook, or whatever it is he's not all that bright. So B'meila, even what he sees, more than he sees, he can't possibly shaltzu. So he can tell you that the owner was wearing this on this day, and this day wasn't there. Those are all things that he can repeat, but the havana as to what's happening is beyond him. He can't extrapolate from what he has. Then you have a person who's an outsider, a shtickle. He doesn't really know so much of the going-ons. But he has a tremendous koyach of analysis and the hearing and understanding, and he can say, well, this and this, if this and this is what's happening now, then this is probably, if so-and-so is visiting him, then this is probably what is about to happen to it. He's able to extrapolate from that which he knows from the little he sees to a lot more than that. The ultimate is somebody who mamish is part of the group, and they tell him all the sidus and the confidences and so on. That's better than both of them. So a stam navi is like the person who sees a lot, but in a sense he's confined to that which he sees, which has its limits. A chacham sees less, but he's a very, very big analyst. I mean, chacham be'etzem is analysis, and he's able to hear from the little bit that he knows, he's able to build out a lot more ideas. An insight of Moshe Aharon is there. He's klar and he knows what's happening, and b'meila, that's the ultimate in having that in having the insight and the knowledge. Aber madreges meitsa des scho im khodn shake te kham op de lavana. Ob vade ma losam madreges a kham. Ob madreges am ni khlela sa khokhma mit zat ilo madreges te vuasa. Der nevur is so high up that it's above the darga of Moshe, or it's above the darga of Nevuah and its problems, and above the darga of Chachma, and it includes Chachma as well. Lefikach Amma v'yeshu l'skenim l'fishim krevim elof. U'skenim l'nevim, anevim krevim l'skenim. Ki'av sham Chacham arif b'navi, heim shtei madregis ishem yachat siya v'kesha gamke. In other words, l'skenim, v'anam l'skenim v'yim. It was, when we say that Chacham is Adat Minavi, so L'mashal Ma'adavadayma, if I tell you that French cooking is better than Italian cooking, so then I'm saying that they're close and there's a makom to judge the two. I'm not going to say that French books are better than Italian cooking. I mean, one has nothing to do with the other. It's not, there's no tzadimin really. What I'm trying to say is, When I have two things of the same nature, there's the room to compare and so on. So when it says Chachm's Arif Minavi, that means Chachm and Nevuah are in a close tie as to understanding the Herig Elikus. And it's a shaila which one is better than the other. Vezeos Kenim Levim, Va'ama, O Nevim Lashem Sagdolah, Himadegif Ne'atzma. Loikim Askenim Shemichonim Chachma, Va'Nevim Chonim Nevuah. Am Anschluss sagt der Leute mal Dreg mi Khadas she ede ktoisha she ktoisha be masaya. The Anschluss sagt der Leute was a darga. It wasn't he's trying to explain it from both ends, that the Anschluss der Leute weren't miuchad with a particular tchuna, not in their own chachma, their own nevuah, but they weren't Eda Ktoisha, they were Ktoisha Mimaseyam. So he says that, I think it means, as a Tzibur they had a Maila. Omitzat Ktusha Samoyla Maila Yoyna, Ad Kvimein Espata Verezor Min Oilo. Omadregezois Bucheres Lahem, Oloikim Moi Madregez Anavua. In other words, it was their own doing, and their own Maisim, and their own Metzias, that created this. Ulefikach tzarech alze knesia lafuke navi. In other words, he said in the milus of a yachid, you don't need to have the in a yachid, each yachid is the baal mile himself. It does say something about lahakas neviim, but each navi was a navi v'atzmai. And when they got together. In Maisim, you create a madrega only when you have a tzibur. And that's the side of, let's say, Nadayim Yachid, to a tzibur that's doing something. There's something with Eda Ktoisha, a darga of Eda Ktoisha, that has its own darga. Well, the figure of Tzolza Knesia, Lafuka Nevuah, Kishem Novi Yeshal Echot Malharbe. Neviim means each Navi is his own Metzias, and each Navi, if he deserves Maseiros HaTorah, deserves it for what he is, and so on. In Knesset HaGdola, their Metzias was the Darga they reached, and that's as a Tzibur. Aval Eilu Shehoyle Maile Kedosh Shekum Hashem Yisparach Bevada Hashem Yisparach Maknesia B'yoyse V'hoye Meya V'esrim L'ta Muflak V'im Rokum Zeh. So the Knesia G'doyle was something, it was a Metzias, and that's why if you take a look in the Seder Dvarim, it then disintegrates into Zugis. In other words, as a Metzias of a special Darga, you had Ashkenaz HaGdola. Afterwards, you no longer had anybody of special Darga, you have just the Tanoim and so on. So the Metzias of Ashkenaz HaGdola was a godless in Olam HaMaisa. It was a Metzias they created, and that's why it came about as a result of there being a Tzibur, of a Tzibur doing a Maisa. Like you find all the Milas, later on we'll see in the Mishnah, about one person learning, two people learning, three people learning, and so on. He said that 120 is a Tam Muflag, Veikan Mokrim Zer. Usually the numbers in the morale are, I mean, in these in Yana Bechal, the numbers work, 120 is 10 times 12. In other words, 10 is always the full Metzias of Madregas, 12 is Yud Beis Kaveh Lachsoim. It's on a square, you have 12 diagonals, and Memela, it's a ribui, and it's like a ribui mikol tzad v'tzad. The point of it is a tremendous ribui. And there, Hagav is a Maima Muska. There was a person who put out Sefarim of Reuven Margolius. He has a safe on Sanhedrin Margolius Hayam, and then he has a whole bunch of little Sefarim and all sorts of offbeat topics. He was Niftach Weisbach 35 years ago, I would say, something like that, 34 years ago. And he has a safer, he talks about a lot of fundamental, historical, biographical issues. Very, very phenomenal terutzim, a lot of it. It must have Cook put out like a whole bunch of them, blue ones, Yisod V'Arichas HaMishnah, like a whole bunch of them. But he speaks about Ashkenaz HaGdola. He says a fascinating teretz as to why it was 120 people. I mean, al derech ha-pshat, al derech ha-history, I guess. He also says that he points out different places they had, like places it says there was 83 skanim, there was this, there was that, all sorts of odd numbers that we're not aware of what those odd numbers are. So he said, the Rambam says that Lasid Lavo, they're going to be, how are they ever going to start the Sanhedrin again? They don't have smicha, and Sanhedrin has to give smicha. So the famous Rambam says, royally, that if all the Chachma Ador got together, they could restart the process of smicha. And now there's a famous poems with smicha and so on. So he said that after the Churban Bayis Rishon, when they came back together again, I don't know if there was a nituk in smicha, but they definitely needed a koyach of bezin to start the process. They hadn't been a bezin for 70 years. So they needed kol chachmi Yisrael. Once they had, that was Ashkenaz HaGdola, was the embodiment of Torah Shebaal Peh. It was all of Ashkenaz HaGdola was all of chachmi Yisrael. Once they established that, there was no need, and there was no makom to perpetuate 120 people. There's no such moisid in Klal Yisrael. So b'meila, they waited for this kingdom to die off. They didn't replace it until they got down to 70 again. So that's why you find all sorts of places, odd amounts of kingdom. That's what he writes. I haven't seen it in a long time. There's all sorts of rais, and chachas fit. But it's a very, very interesting thing to die. But Agafana Mitzang Atarim HaStirat HaMoral saying that the 120 is a complete tzibur. And when it's not a personal darga of where you're holding, but it's an atmosphere of kedusha generated by a maisim, that's only shayach by a tzibur, and that's shayach by a tzibur dafka. Okay, we'll hold it here. What Eddie Shavus? Very passable. In other words, it might be Moshe Rabbeinu's hemshich. And as Moshe to Yeshua is b'teres Rav to Talmud. It's not, that's just b'mikra when they're sitting and talking to each other. It's the teres Moshe and the way Yeshua gives it over. So I assume in a big sense, yes. Okay. Hello? Okay. So, any other Shabbos? Okay. So, good Shabbos. Call to Vagrathan. Bye. Mm-hmm.